Welcome to This Green Church. We're a Christian community on a mission to raise saviors, believers that are righteous and supernatural, to succeed, lead, and have transformational societal impact. Join us every Sunday at 9 a.m. and Wednesday at 6 p.m. to be a part of this amazing service. Be blessed as you listen.
Let us begin to pray in the Holy Ghost tonight. Meleke dogosos. Yande gete gete gete. Rakoto loko dogos. Lepra kate gete gete gele kosa. Yando koto loko dogos. Rekete gete gete gete. Yando soko te gele gete. Riako suko to lo palagada. Brande kesh dogos suliate. Eso koto koto loko dogos. Lepra de gete gete. Oh, by this sermon, you send me your word. Yando siakata. You send me your word. Let sokoto goto. You speak to my condition. Meko sokoto goto. You speak to my heart. Yande lekete gedege. Iriako sokoto goto. Rekete kete kete. Rapa kata kataga. Eno sope elikoto. Yande ko sote yande kia shosa. Yando sokoto. Prende kete. Kadoko siandeka. Ayaga shata gadaga. Eriako sokoto goto. Elepola koto goto. Riako sokoto goto. Reko sokoto goto. Otrans yande lekete. Otrans mando lokoto gosa. Otrans endoko siate. E paradiaka shate. Otrans yando lokoto gosa. The help of the Holy Ghost. The help of the Holy Ghost. E paradasa. The help of the Holy Ghost. Yandosa. The help of the Holy Ghost. Ekoto gosa. The help of the Holy Ghost. Reko sokoto. The help of the Holy Ghost. Rakatagata. Endose kiate. Zos koto gota. Jeske tekete. Inamini yakasa. Eparadagate. Esutiate. Ze koto gota. Mako sukete. Inaba. Makate gete gete. Mato gosa. The anointing to teach and to preach. The anointing for us to receive the word with clarity. Beliokosa. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Can I have our seat? Hallelujah. In the light of our ongoing national issues, as I've always said, a leader is a dealer in hope. The essential core component of leadership is being able to sell a vision, to sell hope to a people. So when you find one man out of 18, finally you find a leader in Nigeria that can sell you vision, that can sell you hope, I personally, I will latch on to it. All right? I've clamored for this for so long. I've talked about it for so long. Nigeria needs a leader who knows that a leader is a dealer in hope. All right, when Obama came in, he had one, you know, one slogan, yes, we can. Because he understood that a leader is a dealer in hope. That if I can get a people to believe in a vision beyond them, we can build a new country. That we can take any country from any people, from any level of darkness. Okay, if I can sell them a vision, a hope that can all rally around, that we can make any change possible. So again, are we in this nation? You know, on a stolen mandate, yes. All right, but we must latch on to hope. We must latch on to hope. You must hold on to hope. Your children deserve a country where values matter. All right? Where values matter, you can dream of being anything. Knowing that if I work hard, I'll get it. All right? If I work hard, if I apply myself, I will become it. Not where, you know, you have to be able to bend the rules, cut corners to succeed. No. Okay? So that where righteous men can prevail, can succeed. Okay? And it's on us to build that society. It will only happen if we hold on to hope. The pursuit of a better Nigeria. Where children of nobody can become somebody's. Where you can rise from any level and by true righteous work ethic, you can become anything you dream for your life. So yes, will we give up? Nope. Nope. I would rather live for hope. Okay? I'd rather live and die believing than surrender my hope to tyrants, to touts. I won't. All right? I will never give up. I will never back down. I will stand for what I believe in. If it remains just me, I will stand on hope. Okay? And I believe that change is possible. All right? Amen. So today's sermon. I believe well. All right? I believe. Okay. Genesis 32, from 22 to 32. If you are there, say I'm there. Also, wait for me. Genesis 32, from 22 to 32. All right. Sorry, just 32. 32. That way we are? Okay, I'm not there myself. Sorry. I went 22. All right. So can we take it together? That night, Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 sons, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. After he sent them across the stream, he sent over all his possessions. So Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip, so that his hip was wrenched as he wrestled with the man. Then the man said, "Let me go, for it is daybreak." But Jacob replied, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." 27, the man asked him, "What is your name?" Jacob answered. Then the man said, "Your name no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with women and have overcome." 29, Jacob said, "Please tell me your name." But he replied, "Why do you ask my name?" Then they blessed him there. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "It's because I saw God face to face, and yet my life was spared." 31, the sun rose up above him as he passed Peniel, and he was limping because of his hip. Therefore, to this day, Israel is not eaten on the socket of the hip, because the socket of Jacob's hip was not near the tendon. So, you know, this story's context, Jacob was going to leave Laban's house, okay, with his children and his resources. He had grown prosperous, was now going back to his own hometown, going back to where he came from. No, now that he has succeeded, he was going back to where he came from. But he had this fear, because he heard that Esau was coming with 400 men. That, you know, he had the fear that Esau was going to come and have, you know, finally his vengeance on him, you know. So Jacob did something. Jacob divided his properties into two, you know, and said, "Some will go in the front, some will go at the back." So if he kills the one in the front, the one at the back can escape. So he also now took out gifts, many animals, many stuff like that to give to Esau to appease him. So that, you know, so Esau will first meet the gifts. So the plan was that Esau will meet gift one, gift two, gift three, all right? And then see family one, you know, resources one, resources two. So he had planned it well. They're thinking, "This is how I will pacify Esau for his anger against me." Jacob, you know, is a over-calculative personality. A man that believes solely in his work ethic. In his being able to plan, strategize, you know, have his way. In fact, even though he had a prophecy from God, that, you know, he would earn the blessing, he still went to devise his own way to get the blessing. He's someone that would do anything, calculate, scheme, and all that to get, you know, to accomplish his dreams. Even God had told him, "This blessing is yours." Okay, meaning that he didn't need to go and scheme to get it, right? But he still went to, you know, scheme, okay, and sold food to his brother in need. How do you sell food to your blood brother because he's hungry? Now you not even made it worse. You ask for his destiny. What God already promised you before you were born, you went to trade for it. All right? And it was a weird trade. So here is this Jacob. So that night, you know, God sent him an angel. And Jacob, in his usual self, oh, my devices are making noise. Is it right? Let me try to talk, that I'm busy. So Jacob in his usual self. Okay? Again, met an angel. Jacob being the hustler, fought with the angel all night. Saying again, I am Jacob. And my own way to life is to hustle and hustle to get what I want. So now you're an angel, right? So I will fight you until you bless me. Amen. I will hold you until you bless me. Again, you know, he took his combative nature into his work with God. All right? I will hustle. I will fight you till you bless me. So the angel dragged with him all night to prove him a point that, Jacob, this is what you have done all your life. Fight. Hustle. Be combative to get what you want. So, after the battle end, the angel touched his hip, made him weak so he could not fight again. So, when Jacob lost the battle, he won the war. When Jacob lost the battle, he won the war. That Jacob won in life, by losing control to God, by losing control to God, Jacob won in life. By losing control to God, he won in life. By losing control. So God first conquered him to bless him. God conquered Jacob to bless him. Meaning that sometimes you can be in a wrestle with God. You can be in a wrestle with God. You can be in a wrestle with God. God is telling you, son, daughter, do my way. I'm saying, God, I know best. No, I know best. God, if I do this and I do this, I will prosper. God says, leave everything and follow my path. He said, no, sir. No, I will choose my way. I will do my part. Amen. I will skim my way through. And God is saying, the hope of your tomorrow is in trusting in me. Let me lead you. Trust in me. Walk with my values. Follow my path. So, for that to happen, what God did is to make him weak, such that he could no longer fight for himself. He could no longer fight for himself. At that point, he had to surrender. So, the end of a struggle with God was that God won. So, he says, you know, your name will now be Israel because you have struggled with man, with God, and with man I have prevailed. But he only prevailed in a struggle with God when he surrendered. So, meaning all the fight he had all night was a fight to surrender. So, all the struggle he had all night was a struggle to get him to surrender. Is it possible that the struggle in your life is a struggle for control? Now, God is telling you, your struggle will end when you yield control to me. That you have thought all night and now you are stressed out, you are burnt out. Life is now, you know, very one kind for you. And God is saying, the one thing you need to do, let me win. Lose control to me. Let me have your life. Yield your life to me. Give me your burdens and take my burden. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. So, is it possible that you right now, where you are right now, in all your struggle and your stress, that the one thing that God is asking of you is, let me win. My son, give me your life. My daughter, give me your life. Stop the struggle. Stop the hustle. Let me carry so they can soar on wings as eagles. The eagle will flap and flap and flap, and I get to this point of rest, and then begin to soar. So, you know, you begin to soar in life at your point of rest. When you rest in Christ, when you have placed your hope in Christ, you begin to soar. My son, give me your life. So, the next day, when he's going to meet Esau, again, he had planned all the gifts, but instead, Esau ran towards him. Esau ran towards him, he told Esau, take my gifts. Esau said, I don't want your gifts. I'm blessed too. I don't want your gifts. We are fine. So, it meant that all the fear was for nothing. He just needed to surrender his life to Christ. That when he gave his life to God, when he surrendered his life to God, God helped him to win over his enemies. that if a man's way would please the Lord, you make even his enemies to be at peace. You make even his enemies to be at peace with him. Hallelujah. My son, give me your heart. Isaiah 30. You win with God when you lose control to him. You win with God when you lose control to him. And when you win with God, you will win with man. You win with God when you lose control to him. You win with God when you lose control to him. And when you win with God, you will win with man. So the end of the struggle with God is surrender. The end of the struggle with God is surrender. When you stop trying to plan your way out of God's will, when you choose to live by his dictates. So let God conquer you to do you good. Let God conquer you to do you good. Isaiah 30 from verse 15. Do we have the TLB, Living Bible? Isaiah 30. Yeah, Isaiah 30, 15. Let's do the Living Bible. Thank God for e-Bible. We have everything. If you're there, say I'm there. If you're happy and you know, say amen. You don't answer me. If you are happy and you know, I'm looking for it here. I'm going to look for it. Hold on. Please check. We have it, okay? TLB, Living Bible. I'm going to find it. Just do a Google search. It's everywhere. Isaiah 30, TLB. Is it your Bible Gateway? If you have Bible Gateway, it is there. All right? Bible Gateway. From verse 15. Are we there? Bible Gateway app has the TLB, the Living Bible. Living Bible, TLB. Isaiah 30 from verse 15. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are we there? All right. Want to go? For the Lord God, the Lord of Israel says, only in returning to me and waiting for me will you be saved. Look at this. Only in returning to me, waiting for me will you be saved. In quietness and confidence is your strength. But you will have none of this. Look at that. That is when you return to me and wait for me and trust in me that you'll be saved. That in quietness, in quiet confidence in me is your strength. But you said, no, I will have none of this. I will hustle my way out. 16. No, you say, we will get our help from Egypt. They'll give us swift horses for riding to battle. Continue. But the only worthiness you're going to get, you're going to see, is what? Are we together? Verse 16 again. No, you say, we will get our help from Egypt. They'll give us swift horses for riding to battle. But the what? Yeah, you're going to see, is what? Swiftness of your enemies chasing you. 17. Yeah. Five of them in what? Scatter you until not two of you are left together. You'll be like lonely trees on distant mountain tops. Look at that. So when you try to help yourself, you fall into trouble. When you say, no, God will not help me, I'll help myself out. It says, you will end up in troubles. Verse 18, look at this. Yet, the Lord still waits for you. For you to come to him so that he can show you his love. Look at this. The Lord waits for you to come to him so he can show you his love. He will conquer you just to bless you, just as he said. For the Lord is what? Faithful to his promises. Blessed are all those who wait for him to help them. Says, God will conquer you to bless you. So, you know, why not just surrender? Don't wait to be conquered. Just surrender. Now, the way God conquers people is this. God allows them to their devices. Amen. God just watches them to see How happy can you go on your own? How far can you go on your own? How far can you help yourself? Because the way life works is that one day you will come to the end of yourself. Amen. That when a man departs from the ways of God to make his own way, he falls into affliction. So that is the conquering of God. God leaving you to your own devices to see how far you can help yourself. Says, I will conquer you so that when you are conquered, you will return so I can bless you. So I'll leave it to yourself. I will leave so you can see how the word releases. So maybe when you see it, you will come back and let me help you. It says, blessed are all those who wait for him. 19. Oh, my people in Jerusalem, you shall weep no more, for I will surely be gracious to you. At the sound of your cry, it will answer you. 20. Though it give you bread of adversity and water of affliction, yet it will be with you to teach you. With your own eyes, you will see your teacher. So he says, even though, you know, the way you are going like this, you are eating bread of affliction. That you, on your own, you are eating affliction. On Jebby bread, okay? Your eyes are seeing shaggy. He says, when you return, when you cry out to me, I will answer you. He says, I will show up for you. I will be with you and teach you. Now, let me teach you. Let me show you the path of life. Let me show you the path of life. In my presence is fullness of joy. I'm writing about pleasures forevermore. Let me teach you. Let me show you. He says, with your own eyes, you will see your teacher. He says, I will send you people to instruct you. Hiya. With your own eyes, you will see your teacher. When you return back to me, okay, I will lead you out of the problem. 21, together. And if you leave God's path and go astray, you will hear a voice behind you say, no, this is the way, walk here. 22, and you destroy your silver idols, gold images, and cast them out like fury things. You hate to touch. Or you will say, be gone. 23, look at this. Then God will bless you with rain at planting time and with wonderful harvest and with ample pastures for your cows. Hallelujah. So he says, when you come to the point of surrender, when you come to the point of surrender, okay, it will restore you from affliction. It will restore you. It will be with you. It will teach you. He says, your eyes will see your teachers. He says, you will hear a voice behind saying, this is the way, walk it therein. And by walking therein, you will find rain in harvest time. As you will find rain for your crops. You will find rain in planting time. And you have wonderful harvest. Okay? And ample pasture for your cows. That your prosperity, hallelujah, your prosperity is in trusting in God. Your prosperity is not in your labor and also without God. Your prosperity, real prosperity, is in the blessing. The blessing makes rich, has no sorrow. That when you come to the point of surrender, you will find life and life indeed. That in quiet confidence is your strength. We must come to a place where we are fully reliant on God. Where we can stay quiet before him just to hear from him. So that our eyes can see our teachers. And we can hear a voice saying, this is the way, walk you therein. So, all the worry, all the anxiety, is not trusting God. It's not confidence. It's you trying to make your own way. It's just trying to make your own way. All the, again, you know, we are still at home and I've not finished school after clinical strike. Legit, right? But we must come to a place of quiet confidence that God owns my times. That my times are in his hands. Hallelujah. That he has times and seasons in his hands. That what they meant for evil, God can make it for good. That what the enemy thought for evil, God can turn it around for my good. That all things work together for good for me because I love the land and work according to his purpose. That even though God did not curse it, God can use it. Hallelujah. Even though God did not curse it, God can use it. There must come to the place of quiet trust and confidence in God, resting in him. Quiet confidence. Quiet confidence. So let God conquer you to bless you. When God has conquered you to bless you, you will be in a position of peace, of rest. So even while I wait, I'll be trusting. Even while I wait, I'll be happy. I'll be joyful. I don't have it yet, but I'm joyful in the process. Why? I've been conquered by God. I come to the place of trust and reliance. Wait, Omo, I just choose God's way. I will take his part. I will wait for him. He says, wait for me, Israel. Wait for me. Wait for me. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Are we still here? We have gone home. Good. Yeah. Psalm 23. Can I go back to NIV now? Psalm 23. What the enemy meant for evil, God has turned it around. He has turned it around. What the enemy meant for evil, God has turned it around for my good. Let's sing the American one. You take what the enemy meant for evil, you have turned it for good. You have turned it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil. Hallelujah. 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. See, shepherds lead sheep. Sheep is gentle. Sheep is submissive to the shepherd. Sheep is conquered. Sheep don't hustle. Sheep don't drag. Not goat, sheep. The Lord is my shepherd. So because I follow him quietly, I lack nothing. You know, if you lead sheep and you lead goat, you see the difference. So if you are going to, from here we're going 10 miles. Now, because sheep is here, we can get there in maybe, 3 hours. If you're leading goat, it might take 3 days. Because why? Hey, can you borrow? Go. It's not going to go here. You will come like this. But when a sheep that hears what, you are going straight. So be sheep so you can get it faster in life. Yeah, be what sheep so you can get it faster in life. Not when God says go like this, you first go like this. Eh? You now go like this. So don't, this kind of man you should date. You say, no, I have sense. You date Maruf. Waste 1 year with Maruf. You come back again, Lord, I'm sorry, I repent. I will hear what now. You now go and date, Karim. Another 1 year. Time is going. No, God is fine. Another Karim. Okay? You now sit again, I come back and cry. You now say, okay, now I will hear what I now obey God. You now wasted 2 years. So be sheep. So your path can be straight, quick and faster. Be sheep. Okay? He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He what refreshes my soul. He gets me what along right path for his name's sake. Alright? So be a sheep. Let God lead you. Let God lead you. Stop being I to know. So what's that very I to know? Okay? It doesn't work. See, smart people can suffer well because they're too smart. You have to learn to rely on God for leading. You don't know it all. So even when you know what to do, pray about it. So you can get God's will for the now. Amen? So for example, there might be two ways to show the market. Two ways get there. But because you don't know what's happening on the road, one might have traffic. One might have people causing chaos. But the one that knows all things, say, at this moment, the best route to Shodi is here. So meaning if you assume, you can get stuck in traffic. You might want to get there, but take longer. So drop your agbara. Learn. Follow God. Agbara le. Okay? Drop the... Amen. He will lead you in, he'll make you lie down in green pastures, lead you beside quiet waters, and refresh your soul. He will guide you along the right paths for his name's sake. Amen. So if I learn to lean on God in prayer, I will know what to do. If I learn to lean in prayer, I will know what to do. Habakkuk 2. If I learn to lean in prayer, I will know what to do. If I learn to lean in prayer, I will know what to do. You know when someone is drawn and you want to rescue them, they're not struggling with you. No, they will kill you too. What do people do? Knock him out. Knock him out so you can pull him out. Some of us need to be knocked out by God. Some of us need complete knockout. Okay, God, I'm done trying. It did not work. Someone said, knock me out, Jesus. Well, I leave that to your discretion. Yeah. Some people are drowning, but they're struggling. They're drowning, but all their power. So it's not working. They drown even more. Just release control to the rescuer. Release control. You float. All right. Habakkuk 2:1-3. If I lean into God in prayer, I will know what to do. So first, surrender. Okay? Then lean into God in prayer. When you are surrendered, you will hear God faster. When you are surrendered, when you have been conquered by God, you will hear God faster. People pray and don't hear because they have their own desires, they have their own wills. Their mind, top of mind desires. So they're saying, God, is it this guy or this, you know, I like this guy. They're both asking me out. But they want one with a car, you know? So the one they pray, they are praying, but prayer is not, they are not hearing it because their heart is on the one that looks better. Let God conquer you. So go into prayer with telling God, God, I will do your way. In fact, if you want to pray for 3 days, day one is God, I will do your way. Say, I'll pray for 3 days. Day one is I surrender. I yield it all to you. Okay? So you can hear God faster. If you are praying for direction over anything, your first prayer point is, God, I will do your will. First prayer point. I will do your way. What you say, I will follow. All right? First prayer point. What you say, I will follow. Are we good? Habakkuk 2. I will stand at my watch. Are we there? Habakkuk 2, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3 is fine. I will stand at my watch, station myself on the rampart. It says, I will look to see what he will say to me. I won't answer and to give to his complaint. It says, I will stay there. I will stand at my watch. I will stay there. I will look to see what he will say. So it means I can look to see what he will say. Meaning that God can speak and I'll hear in pictures. I will look to see what he will say. God speaks, you know, God doesn't speak English. God doesn't speak English. God speaks visions, impressions, thoughts. So your own mental faculty now gives it English. Your own mind now gives it English. You get that? God speaks vision, pictures, impressions, thoughts. And then the Lord replied, write down the revelation. Make it plain on tablets so that a herald may run with it. NKJV says, write the vision, make it plain that he that sees it can run with it. All right, so if I seek the Lord, I will know what to do. My eyes will see my teacher. And I will hear a voice behind me saying, this is the way, walk ye therein. If I pray, I will know what to do. If I trust, if I go into God, in trustful prayer, I will come out with knowing what to do. Hallelujah. He will lead me. He will instruct me. He will guide me. All right? So, cultivate a quiet spirit. Cultivate a trustful spirit. Trust in God. Then practice quietness. There's something about finding space to just pray quietly when nobody is with you. Something about living where people are, to just go where only you and God can have time together. All right? Cultivate times when you allow God, you give God room to point to you. Because when you go to work and that, you point to your world, into your family, to your children. Allow God's room to point to you. Cultivate quietness. Mark 1:35. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went to a solitary place where he prayed. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, went off to a solitary place where he prayed. 36. Someone and his companions went to look for him. And when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you." 38. Jesus replied, "Let us go somewhere else to do my villages so I can preach there also. That is why I have come." So, you know, it would, you know, people seek people. If you're a preacher, you seek people. If you're a preacher, you want a crowd. But Christ will escape the crowd to go and pray. Why? Because in prayer, God pours into him to pour into people. So he will hide from everyone. He will escape, jackpot from his disciples and everybody, just to find where he can be alone and just talk to God. So while men chase a crowd was chasing him. He had asked something. Okay? And when we get to that point where we have asked this, the things you seek will seek you. Amen? The things you seek will seek you. Practice quietness. So one would think that if he has crowd, they're looking for him, they will go back there and preach to them. He said, no, God has moved from here. God has said, not here, let's go somewhere else. Someone that hears. That person will say, crowd is calling me. Let's go back there and show off again. Do not get there and they're not to not work because why? God has moved from there. But because he would always hear God, he knew to be at the right place at the right time. Why? He would always wait to hear God. So that God can lead him. Lead him beside still waters, lead him to green pastures. So practice quietness. Practice quietness. Find time in your day to just stay before God. Luke 5:16. But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. So meaning he had a culture of withdrawing to lonely places to pray. He had a practice of solitude. You wonder why he got results. Jesus, Son of God, fully God, fully man, would find quiet places to just be God and him. He has to come back and say, today we need miracles. They say, guys, let's go and hide somewhere. So the secret of the public ministry was his private prayer life. The secret of his public result was his private prayer time. If you succeed in life and in ministry, the secret is not private study and prayer. You succeed in career at home as a believer, your secret is in that private time with God. When God pours into you, when God pours into your strength, direction, peace, ideas, favor, hallelujah. So you must build it into your day. Now, there is corporate prayer time that we do every day, 6 o'clock. You must even find your own space. You must find your own quiet space. Some have very crazy schedules. Okay, plan at least have a day when you can chuck off some time off. Have a day in the week where you can chalk off some time off just to find time with you and God. Just quietness. So you can pray. You can pray, think. You can study quietly. Shut off your social media. Just be quiet before God. Study. Pray. You know, hear the sermons in quietness. There is something about just having those times where it is you and God, not social media. So important. Jesus would often withdraw to lonely places and pray. So withdraw to lonely places and pray, then come out and do miracles. He will go lonely, spend time with God, and come out and do miracles. That's the secret. That is the secret. Your private routine will show up in your public life. Your what? Private routine will show up in your public life. What you do when no man can see you will drive your public results. John 5:19-20. John 5:19-20. John 5:19-20. Are we there? One, two, go. Jesus gave them this answer. Very truly I tell you, the Son can do nothing by himself. Can only do what he sees his Father doing. Because what the Father does, the Son does also. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. Yes, he will show you greater works than this so that you will be amazed. He says, what I do, what I see the Father doing. So the Father shows me. That's my cue. Okay? So because he shows me, I can do great stuff. So meaning I can only do what he shows me. I can't do everything every day. I can only do what he shows me. So I'm not guessing. Imagine Jesus walking by a crowd and he sees a sick person. Follow me, guys. That's really sick. You know, people are wondering why he did not go to the person. He did not see it. You didn't get that. You didn't see it. It's why sometimes we do miracles, it works, sometimes it does not work. Because if we have heard that God has told us that one to not work for, it doesn't have faith to not work. Do you understand? That will not dare if you are hearing. Not because it's wrong, but because God knows that one is not ready yet for it. He didn't go and saying, everybody bring your dead out. No, he didn't do that. He didn't say, he didn't go everywhere saying, did they die yesterday? Bring them, let me raise them up. No. So it was because he would only do what he saw the Father doing. So what happened in the morning? You will know, today as I go in now, you see a dead person. That one will raise up. Go to that person. You will know, this crusade, now this is how it will happen. This is how you flow. When you get to this place, do it like this. That one, do it like that. That blind man spit on his eyes. That one, take him out of the camp. Why? In a place of prayer, he was seeing his day. So he will come out to do what he has seen the Father do and always get results. Lazarus died. Waited 4 days. And I'm wondering why. There was no command to go yet. There was no, go now. Go now and do it now. He didn't just say, I'm going now. He had to see to do it. He told them, you guys, you can go. Your time is always there. My own time has not come. Meaning that my time is when I get the go command from God. I only do what I see my Father doing. If you pray, you will hear. If you pray, you will see what the Father is doing. If you find time in your week, you know, when you just be with God extensively, you will know what to do. So cultivate quietness. Practice quietness. Find ways to be quiet before God. Are we still here? The Bible says, Isaac would go out to a field and meditate. Isaac went to the field. Genesis 24:63. Went to the field and there he meditated. And then he saw Rebecca coming. So maybe if you are quiet before God, you see your Rebecca. Maybe if you are quiet before God, you see your Rebecca or your Isaac. Maybe you stop the struggle, stop the yours, just stay before God quietly. Maybe you finally find your Rebecca or your Isaac. Meditation. Joshua won it. Joshua won it. I think I went it here. Joshua won it. Father, say I'm there. Okay. Verse 8. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may have to do everything written in it. Then you'll be prosperous and successful. So he says that you meditate on God's word day and night. People think that meditation is unloading your soul. And that's what yoga and so do. You meditate by emptying your heart to the point where you have no thoughts going on. Like you are emptying. I don't know how to put it, but you are emptying your. How did they do it? You are becoming, blank in your heart. No, in the Bible's way, what meditation means to mutter, to speak to yourself God's word. Hallelujah. To speak to yourself God's word. Meditation here means to speak the word to yourself day and night. So it means you find quiet times where you are telling yourself God's word. God, you said you would lead me, so God leads me. God says so and so, yes, so I have so and so. Says he will lead me, I'm led by the Spirit. Amen? You are repeating yourself the word of God. Scientists say that by so doing, you can create in your head a new neural pathway. So that what you believe in, okay, you find a neural pathway to, I don't know how to put the English again, You find, you create in your own brain, okay, space to truly believe in God's word for yourself. Now, we can believe something but not really believe it. So I know it's in scripture. I believe. But I don't believe it as mine. So by saying to myself over time, I'm creating space, I'm rewiring my brain to believe it is mine. So it goes beyond God will bless me too. God will bless me. Do you understand? God's beyond God to bless us, we are his children too. God will bless me. God's beyond God loves us too. See, God loves me, I know, because why? I've wired my thinking to believe it. So when the Bible says, meditate on it day and night, it says, so you can believe and you can do it. It says, by doing so, you are wiring yourself to believe and act on the word. Hallelujah. So find your quiet time to speak God's word to you. And then listen for him to lead you. And then listen. So don't merely just read the Bible. Read it and echo it to yourself. Say it to yourself. Amen. Many times we are praying and we're not going to ask us because our neural pathway cannot take it. Our neural pathway cannot take the answer to the prayer. We are praying, but yes, it's not coming because some things require your mental commission to get it done. So you speak the word to yourself. So you are creating in your head a new neural pathway to receive what you are believing for. Amen. Find quiet spaces. Meditate. Say the word to yourself. Speak it to yourself. People say, what drives our lives is what we think unconsciously. As a man thinks, that's so easy. As a man thinks in his subconscious. As a man thinks in his heart, so easy. As a man thinks in his subconscious, that's what he lives. So, create for yourself in his subconscious by meditating on the word, saying the word to yourself. In quietness and in rest is your strength. In quietness and in rest is your strength. In quietness and in rest is your strength. Some people have old bad habits. They've prayed and prayed is not happening. Go and rewire in your brain a new neural pathway by speaking to yourself about that issue. Tell yourself, I'm not this. I am this. I am righteous. I am righteous. I am faithful. I live in purity. I overcome every sin. You are creating yourself a new neural pathway to achieve what you really desire. In quietness and in rest is your strength. Practice quietness. Practice quietness, okay? Before God. In meditation, in study, meditation, in prayer. Yes, sermons. All right? Father, we thank you. Today we are instructed and we apply these things. We give you the praise. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah.
We hope you were blessed by that sermon. Cheers to growth and global impact. Feel free to contact us via our social media platform at This Green Church. And do join us every Sunday by 9 a.m. and Wednesday by 6 p.m. to be a part of our family. Remember, you are that Savior. You are light and life to your world.